Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
So this is something that God takes so serious, and he wants us to work on ourselves. This is why the Bible says work on your salvation. This isn't something cute that we just like to say. It really does take work. It takes work every single day for your salvation. Sometimes you just struggle just to stay safe in your mind. You think all kinds of crazy things. Like, what is going on with me? Oh, the devil just want to attack your mind that day. You want to go off on people. Some days you just got to work on your temper. Some days you got to work on not being gluttony and stop eating the things you're not supposed to eat. I mean, all areas of your life, you got to work on your salvation, because it has everything to do with whatever situation you're facing in your life. Salvation comes to bring us joy. It comes to keep us. Salvation is a package deal. It embodies the Holy Spirit. It embodies humility. It embodies peace and joy. You got to put it to work, but you got to learn how to pull it out of the Word of God. You got to learn how it operates. You got to learn your enemy and how he likes to creep in there and bring forth pride so that destruction can follow afterwards. You had to digest it. And if you were textbook, you had to learn the basics and the background of Lucifer, who is now called Satan, because some of you all maybe didn't know the extent of what happened when he got kicked out of heaven. You got to understand why God won't tolerate it. You begin to think that you're bigger than him, he will sit you down. Same thing did with Lucifer. He kicked him out. He said, I will share my glory with no one. I want you all to be encouraged, and I think Apostle, he wants to have some closing words, but
we need to hear it. No,
we need to hear the truth.
Yeah, praise God. There's some new things that you haven't even heard concerning pride, and then we didn't even get to the hindrances of pride. You all were touching on it. I said, ooh, God, you're stirring it up right now. But it talks about what pride does. What does pride hinder in your life? And I'm going to talk to you about that as well as explain the different levels or degrees of humility. You can have humility, but you can reach the seventh degree, which is what we are to aspire to reach, which is that like Jesus. There are different degrees of humility, and this is how he trains us through trials and tribulation. Each trial comes to get us to graduate and promote us to a higher level of glory, a higher level in humility. And I'm telling you, people of God, it may not be comfortable. It brings, of course, humiliation. But I'm going to teach you how to welcome humiliation, how to run to being humbled. And I'm telling you, it's usually the opposite of what the world teaches, because the world teaches you, don't let nobody belittle you. Don't let nobody, walk all over you. But I'm going to teach you what the Lord says. Now, I can only teach you what the Lord says. You got to make that decision, what you want to do in the heat of the moment. But I'm going to tell you what Jesus did and how we should at least try to model our actions after him. I didn't even scratch the surface on a lot of other revelations. It just became, I will over inundate you, with a lot of knowledge. So I had to cut it off somewhere. But I'm so grateful that I was able to give this knowledge out on that day. And even today, I pray that you learned. I pray that you were edified. I bet you probably didn't even know pride was that deep. You probably thought pride was just a haughty, big-headed, bobbly-looking type gesture where people just say, yes, I am, and all of that. You look outwardly, but you didn't even know you can have pride and you could be the shyest person. You can have pride and you can be the most soft-spoken person. It's not just because you are flamboyant, just because you are loud and boisterous does not make you pride. Let me tell you something. I know a lot of people that are outspoken, but they are the most humblest people. I know a lot of people that are the quietest, sweet-sounding people, but they're full of pride. It does not matter if you're tall, short, quiet, loud, fat, skinny, white, black. Pride is pride. And it comes to cloud your discernment. It comes to suffocate. It comes to hinder. It comes to resent itself against the knowledge of God. I like what I pointed out on the line. I said a lot of times people, they want to highlight homosexuality because that's the hottest topic now. Homosexuality. Homosexuality. And we are hating homosexuals. And I laugh at people because I say, you are fighting the wrong spirit. It all begins with pride. Hence, what is the big parade that they have? What is it called?
Come
pride
on.
Pride parade. Pride parade, the very resistance of God, the very resistance of righteousness. We got to tackle the spirit of pride if you want to eradicate homosexuality, if you want to eradicate adultery. If you want to eradicate fornication, if you want to eradicate substance abuse, if you want to eradicate if you want to eradicate all prostitution, lying, cheating, stealing, if you want to eradicate these sins, you've got to deal with the spirit of pride.
Amen. Amen. That is correct.
Better teach it.
Scootiness under the rug, you got to attack it on the head. Pride is the source. It is the mother sin, the first sin. Pride is the door opener, as I said in part one. Pride acts as the person, as the spirit that has the key, unlocks the door, and goes into the threshold of the door and keeps the door open. Pride doesn't just enter and close the door behind it. No, no, no. That's not what it's called to do. It has an assignment to keep the door open, because once pride is in the doorway holding the door open, then that's when lying can come in. That's when cheating can come in. That's when substance abuse can come in. That's where low self-esteem can come in. That's where doubt can come in. That's where fear can come in. That's when you don't have a sober mind, a sound mind. That's when all these other spirits, that's when all of these homosexual tendencies, that's when hatred can come in, bitterness, lasciviousness, jealousy, enmity. That's where all of the spirits have a way into your soul, and you wonder, how did this get into me? Let's begin with pride. You eradicate pride, and you begin to deal with the Lord and say, Lord, take pride out of me. Purge it out of me. Pride has to let go of the door. Pride has to throw the key. Pride has to leave. And when pride leaves, then the door can finally be shut. It'll take all that other mess with it, because there's no longer a spirit that can hold that door for other spirits to come in. That's why when I said in part one, when you rebuke a demon, you don't know, I mean, very rarely have I rebuked just one demon. Very rarely have I seen just one spirit, when other people have rebuked it out of people, one come out. Or when Apostle Andrew, very seldom is it just one. It's very easy. Even the Word of God shows us to have legions, legions of devils, legions of spirit inside of you. Why? Because when spirit of pride is there, it likes to have a party. It's not just satisfied with cheating. It says, come on in here, liar. Come on, liar. We need you, too. You're a good party. You're a good hype man. I like you, liar. Okay, come on in here, jealousy. Come on in here, envy. So you got all these spirits piling up. Come on, bitterness. We can't have a party without you. So when you rebuke a demon out of somebody, you got to call it out. And usually it's legions that come out of a person. It's usually more than one. Because pride holds the door. So you need to get the root cause. It's kind of like when you have people who got diagnosed with high blood pressure or diabetes. You go to the doctor, what they want to do, they want to prescribe you to help the symptoms of your sickness. You got high blood pressure? Okay, we'll give you some medicine that'll lower your blood pressure. You got high glucose readings? We'll give you something that'll lower your glucose, your sugar reading. But they won't tell you, ultimately, that's not the root cause of the matter. If they don't talk to you about your diet, if they do not talk to you about eating a healthy or having an exercise, a routine regimen, if they don't tell you the root cause of what is causing high blood pressure, a high glucose reading, if you don't understand carbohydrates, if you don't understand the level of intake of sodium that you need per meal, if you don't understand how many times a day you need to eat, if you don't understand the importance of exercise and what happens while your body is at a nice burning calorie, a high intake of cardio exercise, if you don't understand how your body works, you will constantly fail at your health. It's the same spiritually. You got to attack it at the root. You got to attack it at the root. So when you feel less than, so this is what happens. You have low self-esteem. Instead of attacking it at the root, what do? You go out there and you color yourself even more. You have low self-esteem, so instead of dealing with the root cause of who you are and how God made you, you go out and become something that you're not. You get breast implants. You get a bigger booty. You get more makeup on your face. You get longer weave extensions. You go around, get some false nails on your hands. You turn yourself into something that you think is beautiful because society has said you are beautiful instead of dealing with the root cause, which is still harboring in your heart. We got to deal with the heart of the
matter. That's right.
But I get excited because there's so much to this thing. And a lot of you all, I pray that you took it seriously. I pray that you really understood that God is calling your heart out. He's calling you out. He's calling you out to come to him broken. Come to him with no other agenda, not to present your Christmas list unto him, but to come to him saying, Lord, I need you to cloak me in your humility. Like I said today, it is a choice. Humility is a choice. It is a voluntary act. You don't just receive it as an impartation when you get saved. Salvation is just the remittance of your sin. It washes it away. You got work to do from that point on. You have to choose to be humble. You have to choose to exercise the fruit of the Spirit. You have to choose to go through and endure the trials and tribulations so that you can graduate from the degree of humility. I'm going to talk about on next Sunday. This is the third and final part that I have recorded. The third and final point on Sunday when you come back on, I'm going to explain to you that there are different degrees in humility. There's 7 degrees. The 7th degree is what we all are trying to obtain. That's the degree that Jesus operated in consistently. But I'm going to break it down. What is the 1st degree? And then how do you graduate to the 2nd, then the 3rd, 4th, 5th, and then the 7th? How do you do all of this? And I'm going to talk to you very vividly about how important it is for our trials, because our trials come to birth out the promotion of the degree in humility. For every degree in humility that you graduate to, the greater God's glory can rest upon your life. Pride will hinder your progression. Pride will hinder the workings that God has already planned out for your life. This has been wonderful, wonderful, because I'm telling you, even in this hour, as Apostle Smith said, before I even begin the sermon, he said this is an hour of seeking the Lord like never before. There are things happening in the atmosphere, things that are happening in the heavens that we have to be, as followers of Christ and Christians, we have to be prepared for. But pride will keep you from knowing the inside. Pride acts as a gatekeeper. It'll keep you locked out of the knowings of what's happening in the supernatural. It'll keep you locked out of knowing what is happening in the supernatural realm. Pride will keep you locked out. You want to know why you don't know what's going on in the world, why God is not coming to you and telling you stuff? The only things you can pick out is if you got a script and you got to squeeze and you got to lean and hunch over and say, I feel something, a shift. All people, you ever met somebody like that? General prophet, I just feel a shift. Shift is a very deep word. You know, it sounds deep. There's a shift coming. Okay, well, tell me what the shift is. There was some bootleg person tried to come to me with some general prophecy. I laughed in her face. I said, first off, you don't know who I am. You don't know the relationship that I have with the God the Father. I said, if anybody, because God don't share my life with a lot of people, so I already know who's in error, because God already told me I'm in a season of hiding. Now, not too many people going to know what's going on in my life. So even if he does, because of the relationship and the closeness that I possess with God, God is going to speak in detail. See, I don't pass all of that stuff. Don't come general to me. Come with specifics.
Come on now.
So this bootleg prophetess tried to come to me and tell me something general. Be careful. Ooh, there are people. There's a shift. And I said, who do you think you are? Grace and mercy follows me. So you need to understand that you need to talk in specifics. If God told you something for me, I know and I recognize God's voice. I know how he speaks to me. So come with specifics.
Come on.
But that lets me know there was some pride there, because what prophets do, bootleg prophets, prophet liars, what they do is they only, because pride blocks you out. You'll never know the specifics of what's going on in this earth. You will never be able to call out people's names and credit cards and know what's going on. Tell them on Tuesday, don't make that right on Clark Street, make a left, pick up center. Somebody by the name of John is going to call you at a business deal. You will never be able to be accurate and effective in other people's life because you have pride. So what you do, you got to hunch over and you got to squeeze your butt cheeks and you got to squint your eyes and you got to say, I see.
Ooh-wee. My God.
I feel in the atmosphere there's a shift. Ah, yeah, I can feel it. Ooh, yeah, I got chills up my back. What does that mean? Who cares if you got chills? Turn your air conditioning down. When God speaks, and especially if he's speaking to an apostle, especially when he's speaking to a son and a king, he brings direction. He does not waste my time. So this is how you know pride operates in your gifts.
Come on, apostle.
Pride is a gatekeeper. It will lock you out of the supernatural. You'll never be able to fully tap into the spirit and know specific give directions. Somebody's coming to you and with tears in their eyes. Saying, I need to hear from the Lord. I don't know what to do. I'm in the middle of a crossroad. My marriage, my career, my money, my children. Help me, prophet. And because you're so full of pride, you're not in the presence in the secret place of God. You can't even help that poor soul. All you can give them is a general breathing. Ooh, I feel just obey God. I felt a chill. Hallelujah. You ain't helped that person. You were called to be an heir to that crying out soul, but you have failed because you were not prepared to help out God's people. This is a time of seeking him. He's putting you in that righteous place, in that secret place, so that when the time comes, when people come to you for counsel, for advice, when they need to hear a word from the Lord, you don't have to go on almost 15 minutes, Lord, forgive me. Have you ever met people like that? You go to somebody, you just want prayer, they spend 15 minutes asking for forgiveness. Why? Because they know they're not right. They know they've been living a life. They know they're not prepared to tap into the spirit. But if you live a lifestyle that is pleasing to the Lord, like I said, a lifestyle of brokenness, a lifestyle of humility. When somebody comes to me and they need a word, I don't have to spend 15 minutes saying, Lord, in the name of Jesus, wash me, squeeze me, scrub me, make me white as snow. Lord, forgive me. Oh, you're a God of grace. You're a God of mercy. I don't even have to spend all that time. Why? Because my lifestyle is pleasing unto the Lord every day. So that I can be as effective as possible for the people of God. There are some hurting people out there that really don't know left from right. There's some hurting people out there that just come out of some traumatic relationships. There's some hurting people out there. And if we are not in place to help them, they'll go to the world. When somebody has been sexually victimized and they are now afraid, they don't trust men, we can feed them. We can tell them what thus says the word of God. We can break down some things in the spirit. But if we're not tapped into the spirit and we give them some, ooh, I feel, and there's a, ooh, a chill on my back, you feel, that don't help that person. So what they do, they go to the world. They go to some carnal, secular counseling, and what do? They instill in them that men are bad and women are good. Why don't you come to lesbianism? You were hurt by a man, you were raped by a man, you were molested by a man, but a woman will never do you wrong. You don't want to know how I talk so strong? Because I work at an organization that does the same thing. It is for women. It is for women who have been raped and victimized. But what they do is undercover, they celebrate lesbianism. They don't direct them to any type of religion. They don't remain neutral. They feed them that women are the nice ones. Women won't hurt you. Come on, you've been hurt by men. Those mean men. Now, women, nobody knows how to treat a woman like another woman. And I said, my God, this is a perfect setup. This is why God is calling us to be in position. But we would never be in position if we carry pride in our heart. Say before the Lord every day. I repent every day. I know I offended the Lord in some way. I repent to the Holy Spirit, Jesus, and God. I make it personal to the individual Godhead. I repent. I say, purge pride out of me. I don't want him and me hold no type of door open for other stuff to come in. I don't work too hard. I don't sacrifice too long. I don't cry too much to let a simple spirit of pride hinder me from my destiny. Woo! With that being said, Apostle Smith, do you want to have words? Let us all say amen as our hallelujah apostle comes forward. Say amen for your pastor as he comes forward. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Glory to God for that awesome message by our own Apostle April. Started really, really preaching hard on pride. A lot, some people logged off. You can oftentimes tell when people get offended. That's the spirit of pride. Oh, I don't want to hear this. And that's why I tell people that you need to be in a church, because you can't run from the church. When the man of God preaching, you got to sit there and listen, unless you're just going to be rude and get up. Usually people don't do that. I've seen some things, though. But, amen, that's why you got to be in church, because you can be at home, sitting at home, looking at T.D. Jakes preach on the TV, but soon as he say something that stir your, prick your heart, you can turn that television off. You can turn it off. And that's what's going on in the house of God. It's the spirit of pride. And that's what the Bible says, a great falling away, a great falling away. So many people, they've been hurt, and they got offense. They say, I'm staying at home. I ain't going to nobody church, because they got offense was talking, and it all started from pride.
My God.
It all started from pride. I'm going to tell you something, she already preached. I'm done. I'm going to tell you something. This ministry, KCI, we preach it and tell it like it is. We do it in love, but we preach it hard. And if you have that spirit in you, you need to get it out. We ain't going to never, ever sugarcoat the word for you. I don't care if you turn your lip up, bust your hand on the wall, get mad. I don't care what you do. You ain't doing nothing but hurting yourself. We're going to teach this thing because we care about your soul. Get that demon up out of you and get some deliverance. Then God will really start using you.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
When I see people get their little attitudes, I laugh and I say, Lord, help that child. Because it ain't doing nothing but hurting yourself. That's pride. And that's where it all begins with. It begins with pride. People done pulled away from me because they got pride and they think I don't know it. Pride. You ain't doing nothing but hurting yourself. Go ahead. I attach myself to men and women of God that I know got glory on them, and I know they're going somewhere, because I want them to take me where they're going, to the throne, to the Father. Pride will destroy your ministry. It will kill your destiny. Look what happened to Satan, Lucifer. He was the number one angel. Now look, he the bottom of the bottom. He in the pit with the snakes.
Jesus.
He pulled away from God because of his haughty pride.
Mm-hmm.
Pride to destroy your destiny, to destroy your ministry. I don't care about that demon. You better get yourself right and repent. It starts with pride. A lot of pastors ain't going to teach this because they want your money. Oh, I'm a stroke them. I'm a tell them what they want to hear. I'm a promote them. I'm a push them. Yeah. No, we ain't doing that, because if I die tomorrow, I got to stand before Jesus and be accountable for that.
That's right.
I would rather you pack your bags and leave my church that God has given me than for me to die and go to hell and stand before Jesus and he say, why didn't you tell the truth to my people? You won't find that in this church.
Amen.
Pride. We need to fall on our face and we need to repent. And some people on this line that's still on this line right now today need to repent. You need to repent. I'm talking to you. I ain't going to call out no names. The Lord already showed me. Show me your name and your heart. You need to repent, because God is, the Bible says, in the day that you hear the Lord's voice, harden not your heart. He want to get you to a place of purpose and a place of destiny. You need to repent before God, and you also need to go to that person, and you need to make it right. I'm telling you, it's not worth dying and going to hell because of you being angry or upset because of your pride. It's not worth it, man of God. It's not worth it, woman of God. It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
You really, if whatever you need to do, stir up the spirit inside of your belly, you need to do it, because we're living in a time and an hour where if you're not, as she said, Dr. April, positioned correctly, you're not going to make it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I would rather have a ministry that tell the truth than have a popular ministry. I told the Lord Jesus, I said, if you don't never grow my ministry beyond 100 members, I don't care. I'm going to keep preaching your truth.
Yeah.
I'd rather have 100 faithful members than 100,000 members that's full of pride and don't want to follow the word of God. You won't find it in KCI.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Even if it's just me and my wife, we still going to do the work of the Lord, and we going to still preach the truth. You ain't going to find nobody that's going to sit up here and tell you what you want to hear because you got pride and we scared to make you mad. No, I want to offend you to righteousness.
Yes, hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. Amen.
Yes,
Lord. Don't put your tongue on me. Talk about me. Talk about my wife. Do whatever you need to do. Talk about my members. Do whatever you need to do, devil. We're going to preach that truth so that pride can get delivered out of people's lives. Glory to God. Awesome, awesome,
hallelujah.
Awesome, awesome message.
Amen.
Powerful message. Powerful message, glory to God.
Yes.
Ain't too many people going to clap for me and my wife because
hallelujah.
A lot of people got a pride offended in them. I give God glory for that woman of
yes.
God. God
yes.
did nothing
yes.
but use her
hallelujah.
On today. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I give God glory for what he's done, for what he's
yes,
going to continue
Lord.
To do.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I thank God for you. I speak the blessings of God over your life.
Hallelujah.
I speak protection, the blood of Jesus over you. I cancel every assignment of the
hallelujah.
Enemy, every form of backlash that come against you. I curse it with a curse. I plead the blood of Jesus against it in the fire of God. Every fiery dart, every witch, every warlock.
Yes.
Every spell, every curse, every spoken
yes.
word that is not of
hallelujah.
God, not from the throne, I cancel
yes.
it, I reverse
hallelujah.
It, and I send it back
mm.
to those who send it out in the name
yes.
of Jesus. I come
hallelujah.
Against every python spirit,
hallelujah.
Every frog spirit, every lion
hallelujah.
Spirit. I come against
hallelujah.
It in the name
thank
of Jesus,
Jesus,
and I release God's blessings over your life and God's
hallelujah.
Glory over your life like
hallelujah.
Never before.
Yes. Hallelujah.
We give you glory, we give you praise, and we
yes.
give you honor, Father,
hallelujah.
For what you're doing.
Yes.
In our life, continue to bless her and cover her under the blood
yes.
of the mighty God, the Lamb
yes,
of God,
God
Jesus
her,
Christ of
yes,
Nazareth,
yes,
the great I am,
hallelujah.
Yahshua, the Messiah,
yes.
the Lion of Judah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, you do it.
Protection.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Could I stand in truth? I stand in truth. You ain't going to bring that prideful mess around me like that. Glory to God. I would rather have somebody that come to me and say, you know what? I'm struggling, Apostle. Help me. Please pray for me. I ain't going to lie. I deal with pride. I deal with this. I deal with that. I need help. Then somebody to come to me and come to my face and try to tell me something in pride. I rebuke that mess to their face.
Amen.
Mm.
I don't care who it is. We got to get
my
right
God.
People of God
mm.
in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare this so by the power and authority of the Holy Ghost.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I give God glory, praise, and honor for it in Jesus' name. And I want to say this too, spiritual daughters, glory to God. Make sure you always honor this woman of God because she done paid a price and she's still paying a price to keep you covered in the spirit. Make
yes.
sure you honor this woman of God. Make sure you honor. She not going to tell you that, but I can speak on it for her. Make sure you honor
yes.
this woman of God. Many of you all would not be where you are spiritually if God didn't connect you with Dr. A. Prayer.
Amen.
Amen. That is correct.
Make sure you honor this woman of God, and don't let nobody come against your pastor. Make sure
yes.
you do that. Make sure you do that.
Amen.
I'm telling KCI women that. Make sure you honor
hallelujah.
This woman of God. She done paid a price, and you don't know. I'm telling you to have the things she do in the middle of the night, getting up in 4 or 5 hours just to go to work after she done called out your children name, called out your name,
yes.
fasted, prayed. Many
yes.
days she ain't even talked about it because she love you all. Don't let mm-hmm. nobody come against your apostle or your spiritual mother, whatever you want to
yes.
call her. Don't let nobody come against this woman, and you make mm-hmm. sure you honor.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Anybody got a problem with it? You can call me after this line and I'll tell you to your face. Make sure you honor this woman.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus. We're in a season and an hour where we ain't playing. As we used to say a long time ago, we ain't taking no shorts and no losses. In this hour, we serious about God's kingdom, and we ain't letting pride creep in. We're not letting Jezebel creep in. We're not letting Absalom creep in. As soon as we see it, we're going to expose it, and we're going to deal with it. How you deal
yes.
with the devil, how you deal with the serpent, is you meet him head on, and you chop his head off right then and there. You don't let that demon linger.
Amen.
You don't let it linger. Correct. You deal with it right then and there, because if you allow it to linger, it'll destroy your family, your business, and your ministry. You don't play with those spirits.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That is correct.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I hope you still love us. Glory to God. Yes. We love you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. I love you guys very much. And like I said, all I need is 5 faithful ones, and we can turn this world upside down. If I only got 5,000, they want to do what they want, go ahead. As long as I got 5 faithful ones, I give God the glory, the praise, and the honor for it. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. I love you guys.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.